Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush announced his campaign for president just 2 days ago, and among those watching and listening to his speech on Monday were fact checkers. Did Bush cut taxes in Florida by $19 billion? And what about those voter purges his potential rival mentioned recently? WSF's Steve Newborn ran those claims by Amy Hollyfield with PolitiFact Florida.
Jeb Bush has been no stranger to the 24-hour news cycle the past couple of days since he officially announced he's running for president. A lot of what he told the crowd at Miami-Dade College harkened back to his 8 years in office as governor. So naturally, people are going to be taking a look back at his time in Tallahassee. Now, one of the comments he recently said during Governor Scott's economic summit in Orlando was how sharp his budget knife cut taxes. He said, "In Florida, for 8 years, we cut taxes every year, totaling $19 billion, creating a much better business climate." To talk about that, we're talking with Amy Hollyfield of PolitiFact Florida. Hi, Amy.
Hi there.
What about those tax cuts? Was Jeb able to cut taxes by $19
billion? We rated this claim half true, and it is really, really complicated. But let me try to boil it down for you. Basically, this projection comes from something his Right to Rise PAC came up with. It measures cumulative revenue changes for his time in office, which was 1999 to 2007. There is a basis for that number, the $19 billion, adjusted into 2007 dollars. First of all, not all of the revenue changes equate to tax cuts. There's things in there like changes in how much fees cost for licenses, sales tax holidays, things like that that aren't what normal people would consider tax cuts. Also, a very big chunk of the money comes from the repeal of the federal estate tax, which is a federal change, not something the governor of Florida could actually do, something Jeb Bush supported, but really something that he was a beneficiary of. So basically, we considered the projection of $19 billion fair, but trickier whether they were all tax cuts and whether or not he could take the credit. That's why we give it a half true.
All right, Amy, in keeping with our theme of all Jeb all the time, let's focus on something his potential adversary for president, Hillary Clinton, said about Bush recently.
And in Florida, when Jeb Bush was governor, state authorities conducted a deeply flawed purge of voters before the presidential election in 2000. Thankfully, in 2004, a plan to purge even more voters was headed off.
Well, Amy, it's hard to define exactly what deeply flawed means, but what's PolitiFact's ruling on this one?
We rated this mostly true, and if you are a fan of elections in Florida, this is actually really interesting. We gave it a mostly true because, yes, it was a deeply flawed purge, and yes, the state did back off another attempted purge in 2004 pretty quickly, within a couple of weeks. The one in 2000 was actually started earlier than when Jeb Bush came into office. It was a part of a bill that became law under former Governor Lawton Chiles, a Democrat, and it prompted by a really corrupt election case in Miami in 1997 that prompted state lawmakers to sort of redo election legislation in 98. And that led to this 2000 purge that was pretty widespread but had major, major problems with accuracies. And there was an election supervisor who found her own name on the list. So it was incredibly flawed and abandoned. And in fact, later, the Palm Beach Post found that maybe 1,100 eligible voters were purged when they shouldn't have been because the state didn't do it right in 2000.
Are we talking mostly about ex-felons here?
It's ex-felons. It's dead people as well. This was part of the target. You know, that was a big part of the Miami voting back in the late 90s. A lot of dead people had been found to have voted.
Just like in Chicago, right?
It happens everywhere.
So Amy Hollyfield of PolitiFact Florida, looks like we're going to have 8 years worth of Jeb's reign in Tallahassee to wade through, at least for the next year, right?
Absolutely.
Is Rick Scott really the environmental governor? Find out with PolitiFact Florida at WUSFnews.org.